A Dose of Prevention. The National Association of Chronic Disease Directors on-demand learning series on leadership and management for state, local, tribal, and territorial chronic disease and health promotion professionals.
Hi, this is Lisa Irk, consultant with the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors, or NACDD, here with my colleague Jean O'Connor, also a colleague here at NACDD.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for allowing me to join you.
Jean, we are so excited to share this new brief leadership training series for NACDD, designed for all staff in state and local chronic disease units across the United States and its territories.
That's right. In this lesson, we're talking about adaptability, aren't we?
Adaptability, yeah. It's something we all know we need when we work in chronic disease prevention. Some days it feels like we have to adapt every day to changing direction, doesn't it?
Right. It's so important. But the challenge is that if we adapt to everything that comes at us, we eventually bend, break, or burn out if we aren't thoughtful about what is happening.
Okay, so let's talk about what healthy adaptability looks like and what strategies we can use as leaders in chronic disease to be good adaptive leaders. What are they, and what are the key things we need to know?
Well, Lisa, there are really three important points, and we don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to tell you what those are, and then we can talk more about each of them. So the first one is self-management. It's healthy and normal to set some limits when asked to adapt to changing needs at work. And it's easiest to do that when you know yourself well. The second, it doesn't work to try to solve an adaptive problem with a technical solution. So what do I mean by that? I mean that some problems don't have right or wrong answers. And so when we're asked to respond to them, if we try to respond with a technical solution, we're bound to fail. Instead, we need to start by asking, who needs to be involved? And then the third one is really around leadership. Leadership in challenging situations calls for being present, but with a light touch. It can be so hard sometimes to let go of our expertise or maybe our need to micromanage, but sometimes when we're called on to respond to a changing situation or the situation is changing faster than our work can keep up, it's important to be present but at a strategic level and to really listen to those around us.
You know, that sounds really great, but I noticed that you listed self-management first. With a background in wellness, I can really appreciate this. None of us perform our best when we can't control our emotions or our impulses get the best of us.
Exactly, Lisa. So what are some tips you have for self-management? Are there things that staff in chronic disease units can do to really harness those self-management skills in the moment? I mean, we all know that's really hard to do sometimes.
Absolutely. Along with trying to get daily exercise, drinking water, getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep, and avoiding processed foods, anyone can take a brief time out of their desk or with their team to close their eyes, think about what's going on, take a deep breath, and exhale or count to five, and repeat that a few times.
That's great advice. Is there anything else you recommend?
You know, there's a great list of ideas for managing yourself, especially if you manage other people or always feel pressured for time, in On Managing Yourself by the Harvard Business Review.
You know, there's also a great reading from the Harvard Business Review called Four Lessons of Adaptive Leadership. It's really written with more of a military audience in mind than a chronic disease audience, but the concepts apply in public health too. Adaptive problems are where there's no right or wrong. So on top of managing yourself as a person, your leadership skills can be really stretched. In public health, we often feel like we should have the answers. I mean, I know I went into public health because I wanted to help people, so I feel like I should have those answers. Some of us even maybe feel like it's our responsibility to save the world. There's this growing body of literature out there about how adaptive problems call for different approaches than technical ones. And one of the first things we need to accept is that we might not have the answer or the right answer. So we let that go, we can let go of the stress of feeling like we need to be right or we need to know, and we can focus on how we're relating to others.
So that sounds like it might be a really useful approach in many situations. I can think of a lot of examples where I had a technical solution, you know, an intervention, and I just knew that this would be the best thing for anyone if they would just try it, but I couldn't get them to use it.
And the difference in adaptive leadership is that we don't start with the solution in mind. We start with the larger goal or the what, like reducing diabetes, and not the how. So an example would be, instead of saying we're going to implement diabetes prevention programs in a hospital, we would ask ourselves, what is it we really want to do? We want to help people perhaps control their diabetes or prevent their diabetes in the first place. Maybe the hospital is the right setting. Maybe the diabetes prevention program is the right one, or maybe it's not. So we convey strategic intent, but try to stay out of the weeds of the how and instead empower other people to find those approaches on their own. No micromanaging, and if we catch ourselves doing that, we need to go back to our self-management strategies.
So I think what I'm hearing you say is that anyone can do this. The important part is to really ask the right questions and to ask what it is that the group is trying to get done. What is the goal? Keep asking those questions. Is that what you're saying? You know, I think that this is really an interesting approach because I find that this works really well in a lot of group settings. You know, it's kind of that motivational interviewing approach we learned about a while ago.
Exactly. So this is the third of our three important points. Sometimes it's easier to adapt if we let go of our technical expertise. This might sound really backwards when we're being paid to be an expert in our program, right? As many of us are in chronic disease prevention. But when it comes to relating to others in a situation where we're being asked to respond to a changing situation, it can really sometimes accelerate our progress if we let go of that technical expertise.
Okay, so let's review those three points again. I think you said the first was self-management. So it's healthy and normal to set those limits when asked to adapt to those changing needs. And it's easiest to do this when we know ourselves really well. The second point is that it doesn't work well to try to solve an adaptive problem with a technical solution. Okay, so what do I mean by that? That sounds really fancy. I mean that some problems don't have right or wrong answers. And so when we're asked to respond to them, if we try to respond with a technical solution, we're just bound to fail. Instead, I think we need to ask, who needs to be involved? Who should we have at the table? And the third piece is that leadership is a challenging situation, and it really means that we have to be present and in the moment, but with a light touch. It's sometimes when we're called on to respond to a changing situation or the situation is changing faster than our work can keep up. It's always important for us to remember to be present, but at the strategic level, and most importantly, to listen to those around us. So, Jean, is there anything else we should know about adaptive leadership?
There are some really great books out there for people who want to learn more, such as The Practice of Adaptive Leadership. You can find that online. This can be really useful to someone looking to dig into this topic. It lays out some of the same ideas we just talked about, using four parts and proactive approaches to being an adaptive leader. There are also some great resources for people who are facing change, including one called Leading Through Change.
Thank you so much. This is fantastic. You know, I think we explore this topic of leading through change, emotional intelligence, and other tools such as facilitation and other lessons in this series. You can find those on the National Association for Chronic Disease Directors website, www.chronicdisease.org.
Thanks, Lisa. This was Lisa Irk and Jean O'Connor with the On-Demand Learning Series of the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors. We'll talk with you again soon.
You can find more at NACDD's website, www.chronicdisease.org.